Hey, before we go into today's episode, I just want to let you know that this week we are doing the Ads Challenge, and we'd like to invite you. It's completely free. All you have to do is head over to adschallenge.com. Again, adschallenge.com. No matter what phase you are in your business journey, whether you're brand new and never did ads before, or you've done them and just not gotten the results you want and basically just donated money to the Mark Zuckerberg Fund, this is for you. So head over to adschallenge.com. We're starting this week. We look forward to seeing you here. So come over to adschallenge.com.
Marketing and selling is essential in your online business. And when you have the right strategies and mindset, you not only can make a lot of money, but you can change a lot of lives. Welcome to the Online Marketing Podcast, where we help course creators, membership owners, and coaches market and sell their offers.
We're your hosts, Paul and Melissa Pruitt. Let's dive in and get started.
So we've been getting lots of questions if a membership is right for me.
Yeah. And you know what? That's a common belief system that I think we definitely should jam in on about today, because I think a lot of people really feel like, you know what? I feel like tied down and restricted. Like if I sell a course, right? Or if I do a coaching program, then there has like a start and an end time, right? And so for a lot of people, it's the fair exchange. It's like, oh, I sold a product or service, like, and then I'm done. Right. And I can walk away.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people feel like they're on a train track. They're tied down. They're like, I can't escape this membership.
Yeah. And I think it's a big fear that they won't have any time off. They're going to be constantly dealing with members' questions and challenges. And it's going to be hard to go about their day because they're going to be constantly in their membership serving members, but they might not have extra time to do other things in their business or other things in their personal life too.
Yeah. So again, that is a limiting belief, because the thing is, what's really cool, when you create an offer, you get to make the decisions.
Yeah, don't forget, you're the boss of your business. I think we, and I just want to frame that again, we forget that sometimes, that actually we're the boss. We can call the shots of what we want to do.
Exactly. And it's really up to us to take a step back and understand that we do have certain limited resources in our life, in our world, that we can put into any type of offer that we create. This doesn't matter what the offer is. Any product, service, membership, course, coaching program, does not matter. It's like, we can protect these resources. So really, we'd love you to jam in on this, like get a piece of paper out or use your online tablets or whatever you have, but really take the time and go through and start listing out. But I want you to be very intentional. One of the things that you can do is protect your time resource.
Yeah. So protecting your time resource is super important, because with everything in life, that's the one resource that we have that we only have so much of. So what are some boundaries that you could set for yourself to protect your time as you're creating your membership offer? How can you do that in a way that serves you, serves your members, but then is also being very aware of that time boundary?
Yeah. So if you think about the time, right? And as Melissa said, it's unrenewable, right? So what can we do in that same time, but like get our time back? So you can be very intentional. You write out these items on like how you would serve in your membership. So as an example, if you feel tied down because like you're one of those people, free spirit, you're like, oh, I don't want to show up. Like, I feel like I'm going to have to show up every day and like serve. Well, that's if you create it that way. Like, you don't have to offer that. If that's 1 hour that you gave on like a Facebook Live, you could probably make it seem higher perception if it was like a Zoom call. But then also, could you take that same hour and maybe like batch ahead of time deliverables that are pre-recorded, that really in the moment, you're not giving up your time freedom because you have all this content. Like, we have several friends and several people we coach where they control their time so well that they spend very little, if at any, like real time in their memberships, and they have more time freedom because they know exactly how to serve their members. Like, in advance, they create theme months and structures and everything. But we'll get into that a little bit later, because maybe we might have something we'll talk about in a minute that will help you dig in on those type of deliverables.
Now, yeah. And I would say too, with that time resource too, also, again, because you're the boss of your business, you get to set standards for yourself too. So not only figuring out ways to make the membership work from you from a time standpoint, but also too, if you have a certain standard where you're not going to work after a certain hour of the day or certain times of the day or holidays, again, you get to create the membership based on what's best for you. And then also, again, keeping that in mind, then you can create deliverables that are going to be really great for your members, but then also being respectful of those boundaries.
Yeah. And speaking of boundaries, I have to say that when I'm a workaholic and when Melissa came into my life, she introduced me to boundaries because I was working so much to be an entrepreneur that I was just always burning myself out. And we really got into the point where you can be very purposeful, very intentional. Like, for instance, on our end, we take our evenings off. We take our weekends off. We do a lot of, you know, we're location independent, so we do a lot of travel. And we're able to do that and also sustain the memberships because we are very intentional with where we place that time. Now, this also couples into sometimes that time element. But speaking of burnout that I was just referencing a minute ago is the energy resource, like your emotional state, the energy. I think it's really important to protect that as well, because a lot of us create businesses that we resent later on and we get to the point where we're burned out, you know, and you really need to focus on sustainability when it comes to your time. You know, again, you have your time element, but some of us just like the emotional impact, the energy impact that we put in on memberships as well. You can control that element also.
Yeah. One of the ways that you can do that simply is that maybe you're not doing all the things. Maybe you have help. Maybe some of it is automated with systems in place. Maybe you have a team member that helps you out. So again, protecting that energy resource, that it doesn't always have to be you in the membership. Your members are still going to get an awesome experience, but you're going to have things set up in a way that you're going to serve them, but then respect that energy resource too.
Yeah. And what's great also is the other resource we like to talk about a lot of times, and this is the give and take, is that financial resource, right? So when you're making more money, we talk about a lot in our other episodes, is that when you actually have a higher client value that's coming in because of the recurring income of the membership model, it gives you financial freedom. And then you can invest so everything doesn't have to be on you. Like, I know for us, we have these beautiful PDFs that we provide in our memberships and our courses and programs and everything. And guess what? Well, we might pay out a designer to do that. Like, our financial resource goes out in order for what? For us to get back our time. Can you remember the day when
me
designed those PDFs?
I did. And I did a lot of it. And it was great because it gave me a sense of what we wanted in our business. Yeah. And then we came to a point in our business where we had that financial resource that we could outsource it and have someone else do it. And they did it even better than what I did, which is awesome.
So when you give up that financial resource because you have it coming in, you then can up-level the member experience. And ironically, I think a lot of us from a scarcity standpoint, we think it has to be me, I, everybody wants everything. And that's where you're going to burn out, seriously, right? But actually, we can serve people better. I know, like, in our high-level memberships, like, our member experience went up several levels the moment that we brought on coaches that had better area expertises in like what they did. Now, it's not to say you're going to be doing a high level membership like that, like, but these are trade-off of resources. Now, what's really awesome and to think about it is that when you have this recurring income, when you have the financial resources coming in, you are now trading off getting that energy back, getting that time freedom back. It is something you're not chained down. You're not like locked in and like, oh my goodness, this is like, I don't enjoy this. I'm burned out. No, we can be very intentional with that. Now, this is just the tip of the iceberg. So we might have put something together that we're going to be rocking out and we want to work and help you through each of these steps to make sure that you also protect your resources. And Melissa, would you like to tell everybody about that?
Yes. So we have our Make It a Membership program. If you go to makeitamembership.com, you can get signed up for it. And we're going to be jamming on things just like this, making sure the membership is right for you, figuring out ways that you can protect that time, energy, and financial resources, and figuring out how to create a membership and an offer that your audience is going to love and it's going to serve them and really help take them to another level, providing them resources, support, and just really serving them at a bigger impact. So again, if you go to makeitamembership.com, you can go get signed up and we would love to chat with you about that.
Yeah. So today, again, it was all about jamming on these resources that you can protect, that you can actually create and be intentional upfront to create a membership model for your business that just keeps rewarding you. It's a win-win because your people that you're serving are going to be served at a higher and better level. They'll be able to have their true transformation, get their problem that they came to you for, get it fixed with you protecting, again, those resources, looking at the financial, looking at the energy and the emotional state, as well as getting your time back. This is something that is such an incredible blessing. And as Melissa said, going onto that website and coming in with us in this program, we're going to dive deeper and dissect and look at these pieces. So it's so simple. So you're very intentional. You can create a modeled membership for success And I'm so excited that we were able to jam on this today.
Awesome, awesome. So again, another excellent show. Make sure you subscribe to the show and share it with a friend. Let them know this is what we talk about, online marketing in your business. And again, makeitamembership.com. Go over there, sign up. We would love to have you join us.
Yes, and remember, until we talk again, marketing matters.
Thanks for listening to the Online Marketing Podcast. Be sure to subscribe to our show for free strategies and tips to market and sell your offers.
If you would like to work with us and our team to help you snap up more sales and incredible clients with a stellar marketing strategy that works, go to adaptivemembership.com and sign up for our wait list. We have a limited number of spots in our exclusive program to set you up for success and take action. We're waiting for you at adaptivemembership.com.